Happy Thanksgiving to our next special guest, who brings us the Ford Fireworks, the Hobnobble Gobble, presented by Ford, and they have a brand new float. I'm talking about Ford, of course, and Mary Culler, the president of Ford Philanthropy. Happy Thanksgiving, Mary.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. It's hard to believe it's that time of the year again, but it's always so fun. And this is our 15th year working with the parade company on this beautiful and exciting parade.
I can't believe that. I remember when it all began. And so you've been a longtime partner of the parade company, and it's a 15-year partnership that it means a lot to Ford.
Well, it's always wonderful to do something for the community, to do something for the Detroit. And as you know, Tony Michaels and the team there just make everything special. They're in their 99th year, which is also incredible. Next year, we're really going to have to celebrate. But, you know, Ford's always thrilled. We're not only excited to be in the parade with a new float, but we have our official Ford vehicles that tow all the floats, 70 of them, including some amazing cool Mustangs this year that I know everyone's going to enjoy watching. And I really just want to thank the Metro Detroit Ford dealers who always help us out. They're always amazing.
Isn't that fabulous? We'll see those beautiful new Ford vehicles along the parade route, and a new float inspired by Ford's legacy of innovation, performance, and frankly, showing up for local communities. What can you tell us about this brand new Ford float?
So we've been in community for over 122 years, and we're very proud of that. And our float this year is called Ready, Set, Give. And it's a play off of our Ready, Set, Ford new branding. And, you know, we do have this kind of ready for anything, can-do attitude. And our float sort of reflects that. It has three sections. And we love to talk about the sections as our build section, which is all about our great community involvement, the wonderful things our volunteers do. Our dealers are, of course, also very involved. And then the second piece is our thrill float, which is all about our performance and racing. And, of course, as you probably know, we're very excited that there's a lot going on in the Ford racing era. There's going to be a launch on January 15th at Michigan Central. And then, of course, people will be able to engage with Ford Racing at the 2026 Auto Show this year. But what I love about this float is it also speaks to our community engagement. So on that racing float, you have our auto technicians who are so incredibly important to all kinds of things. And we have this wonderful program with our dealers to provide scholarships to auto techs. And then the third piece of the float is our adventure side. And that's our wonderful off-roadio kind of vehicles, and we have a wonderful veterans program that we love to talk about, and so that's also featured on the float as well. So we're really excited. It's going to be exciting and colorful, and it's always fun to have a new float.
It's always fun, and you guys always provide so much support for all of these wonderful events in Detroit. Mary Culler, President Ford Philanthropy, and I love that the new float celebrates everybody, all your Ford employees. You never forget the family of Ford employees that back up this company. You never forget the dealers who are Ford's first customers. And you never forget we the people who are the customers of Ford. It's just coming together to support the community day in and day out. Mary, you do it beautifully. And we thank you for that. And we live this whole idea of gratitude for people like you and Ford Philanthropy. We really do.
Well, we're so proud of our employees. I'm glad you raised that because, you know, they do so much in the community. This is our 20th anniversary of our volunteer corps that Bill Ford established, 20 years ago. And what's amazing is that just this year alone, they have actually volunteered 30,000 hours, which is the equivalent of about 3.5 years of volunteering. Can you imagine?
Wow.
So
wow.
They've been out in the community doing all kinds of things, and I just want to thank them and wish them a happy Thanksgiving this morning, because they really do so much for our communities. And then you mentioned our dealers. We established this wonderful program called Building Together back in June, which is basically bringing the entire power of our company to help communities, not only when they need us most, but when they, you know, need us every day. And our dealers are working with us to ensure that we're doing that. And so we're really excited that we're able to bring that all together. And it's all reflected in our float.
It is indeed. God bless you, and may you and your hubby, Andy, have a tremendous Thanksgiving Day today, though it starts off very busy. I hope it quiets down a little bit with the time with your family a little later today.
Well, this is why I can, you know, pretend that I'm a terrible cook and nothing great gets on the table, because, you know, it is so busy, but it's always very, very fun. So thank you so much, and I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Mary Culler, President, Ford Philanthropy, as we continue on this very special Thanksgiving Day 2025, and it is indeed the 99th annual America's Thanksgiving Parade, presented by Gardner White. As we continue, Paul W. here on WJR.